The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo. Brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise? Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. You have any questions, you can call 877-970-2999. I just want to take a, if I could take a, just a positive take on all of this, on this horrible, horrible news at 5 after 9 o'clock on the East Coast with Piscopo and Frankie Five Boroughs Morano and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame and you. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. Keep it locked at AM 970, The Answer. We are all over this. And now you hear Dr. Fauci say up to 240,000 deaths. I think they inflate those numbers? I don't know. Could that possibly happen? Maybe. But, you know, we're doing so much that we can do. And just to stay on that, just for 2 seconds, then we're going to go to Jennifer Bohr Cuevas, who is a licensed clinical social worker and disaster mental health professional, and we'll take your calls in that regard. Early on, we got no information from China, number one. Number two, even if you did testing, what could you possibly do about it when you have people like Nancy Pelosi or Mayor de Blasio or the New York City Health Commissioner saying, come to New York, and Pelosi saying, come to Chinatown. You know, it's like, what were we supposed to do? So you're hanging steady. All of a sudden, this comes on so fast, so strong. The Governor Cuomo shows real leadership, and we had some fun with him, Frankie, doing his incredible Governor Cuomo impression. And you got to give Governor Cuomo, whether you agree with him or not politically, and most of us don't agree with him politically, but he's being a good leader now. But you can't keep asking for things. I would say and respectfully submit to the governor, don't keep asking for things, because you got Mayor de Blasio said, we need personnel. We need ambulances. You don't read about that. Boom. The president sent from FEMA like a dozen and more, maybe more ambulances. The president, in a matter of days, sent the United States Navy ship, the Comfort, there with 1,000 beds. We have the National Guard, the Army Corps engineer, and to Governor Cuomo's credit, he kept, I did, somebody said you should do your Doug Weiner impression of Governor Cuomo. I need more ventilators. You know, so what did the president do? They got 4,000, 8,000 ventilators they kept sending, you know? And then Governor Cuomo did say, we need the Army Corps of Engineers. Usually, the administration, because they're different political parties, you know what? President Trump listened, and they got the Army Corps of Engineers. That was, I think it was Governor Cuomo's initial suggestion. So we're all working on this. We're going to get through this. It's going to be a bumpy couple of weeks right now, but I want you to hunker down. I want you to decompress, and I know Larry David, Al sent me, I'll play it. Larry David does Curb Your Enthusiasm, if you know Larry, and he said it, and I said it earlier. This is the perfect opportunity to be socially distant. Because how many times do you not want to go somewhere? How many times do you go, oh, I got to go to that thing now? Now you have the perfect excuse. I'd love to be with you, but, you know, we can't get together right now. It's a perfect time to decompress. So please try to do the best you can, and I love you for being as heroic as you are. You know, we thank our first responders all over. But you, yes, you every day, getting up and dealing with this every day. Very, very proud to have you listen to the radio show. More than I could tell you. God bless you. At 9 minutes after 9 o'clock, Jennifer Bohr Cuevas is a licensed clinical social worker, disaster mental health professional. Hey, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you holding up?
Good morning.
How are you doing holding up throughout all of this, if I may ask?
Oh, it's a challenge, but trying to stay centered. I have a family, you know, so I'm trying to work with them to stay centered. And I have to be honest, though, what's helping me cope is still being able to do the work I love, which is being a disaster worker and doing media work.
Wow. Yeah, God bless you. And you have children. You have children that you have to watch over, right?
I do. I have a 10-year-old son who has autism.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah.
So yeah.
You're working with, if people don't understand it, tell us about, because I was thinking about that too. You can, and forgive me, I'm not going to use a clinical term here, Jennifer, but you could freak out and people are panicking a little bit because they feel claustrophobic. But you, as a parent particularly, or if you're a caretaker particularly, you really got to kind of just keep your sanity. What's the best way to do that, Jennifer?
Well, you know, I try to do three main things, and that is the message I've been spreading to everybody. I have my person, my go-to person. Actually, I have two go-to people. I have my sister, who is my best friend, my support. I have my therapist. I'm not ashamed to say that I have my own therapist that I check in with. I do my own Skype sessions with her. I do my mindfulness. When you do mindfulness, it means you are embracing that moment in between the thing that is triggering you and your reaction to it. And I am taking a walk every day and listening to my music for a half hour. Those are the three top things that I think people, if everybody taps into those three things and sort of, you know, work them into whatever your chosen coping mechanism may be, I think you have a pretty good shot of getting through this.
Yeah, I love that you're saying mindfulness. I understand your go-to person, whether it's your significant other, whether it's a buddy that you call, a pal that you call, your sister that you call, indeed. And then I also understand getting outside. I mean, you can't, and you know what, Jennifer, you can't emphasize that enough. You just walk outside, take a breath of fresh air. If you're in the apartment building and you're listening in New York, you go outside just for a second. I think it's okay to do that anymore. But just, and the exercise is good. The walking is, it really changed your whole mindset. But tell us more about mindfulness. Is that something we have to learn, or do all of us have that within us?
We all have it within us, and I believe that it can be taught. As I said before, mindfulness is grasping onto that moment, that in between, that moment, I'm sorry, the moment in between being triggered by the thing that is stressful and your reaction to it. And when you can choose your reaction, and people don't remember that. And when you get to evaluate the trigger and then choose how you're going to react to it, you may pretty much find that it's something that doesn't require a completely upsetting reaction. So if that kind of makes sense, I'm trying to summarize an entire theory into 10 words or less.
I understand what you mean. Yeah, but my head is so there. I understand that. I don't know what it is, but I understand it when you say mindfulness, because it, when you start to, I don't want to freak out. Maybe because I'm a dad and I have five children I worry about, you know, and maybe sometimes you can offset that, your concern for yourself, because you're always, always worried about your children, you know. But if you're by yourself and you're alone, then you really got to just take, you know, just to go from within and build the strength from within and just trying to relax. It's hard to tell people to do that. I understand when you say that, but what do you, and you don't suggest a sedative or something like that, do you? Any kind of, I don't want to, you know, I'm not a drug guy, I wouldn't know what to do, you know, but you don't say, hey, get stoned, hey, have a drink, you know.
Well, I'm not an MD, but I will tell you that if people are finding that the sort of cognitive behavioral approaches that they're trying are not working, then definitely reach out to your doctor. And there are sedatives that can be prescribed. But I think what we all need to do is, if we can all grasp on how to slow down that inner dialogue, because we create our own narrative of chaos. Slow down that narrative, that inner dialogue with the mindfulness, you will strengthen your resiliency, and you will get through it. And if you strengthen your own resiliency, it trickles down to your children. Like you said earlier, what we're most of us are worried about are our own children. So it's, and also too, I want to say that, you want to blend mindfulness with proactive coping, meaning you want to take action steps that will reduce the likelihood of future stresses. So, for example, I know now today's the first day of April. Maybe a lot of us have cleared our March bills, but you may want to start calling your lenders for the month of April to see what you can do. So taking those action steps can help prevent future stress, and it'll make you feel like you're doing something, taking control.
Yeah.
And again, that all strengthens the resiliency and trickles right down to your kiddos.
Yeah, and how about doing projects around the house too? Because I talked to a friend, and he's there, and I hear noise in the background, and the kids are. I'm going, what's going on? Or what are you doing? And they said, we've been meaning to build a room or something. I mean, they were really doing something like that. Isn't that's a nice family idea to just kind of either redecorate or kind of do a project, something as simple as that? Yes.
Some people are built that way, to get immersed into a project. Absolutely. If that's your coping mechanism, use it. For my family, doing a project is not the answer. But it depends all on the structure of your family. But look, and the other thing I want to say too, maybe not so much a family project, but if you can do individual projects, I want to lose 10 pounds by the time this is over. So that's my personal project. That's something to throw yourself into. My son, he decided that he wants to build a volcano. I don't know how we're going to do that, but that's his personal project.
I can tell you, Jennifer, baking soda and vinegar. Simple as that. If you can dig that, I'm telling you. I know, dude. I believe a million volcanoes I made. You make a little cone out of Play-Doh, put the baking soda, put the vinegar in, and it explodes. I know this. See this?
Thank you so much. I didn't know how we were going to start that.
No, Bill, trust me. I'll let you know. It's actually a great idea, because especially if you have younger children, those little projects are really, really good, and they'll occupy you as well. You know what? Jennifer Bohr-Cuevas, kind enough to join us, licensed clinical social worker and disaster mental health professional. The politics, I find a problem now is, Jennifer, the politics on television. Oh, by the way, 877-970-2999, if you want to give a call, 877-970-2999. I see the politics, and I see it's so negative. The news is, it's dank, and it's dour, and it's dark, and they go after the president, whether you like him or not, whether, they go after Governor Cuomo, whether they like him or not, on both sides. And then I got to talk to my kids. Everybody, we should have done what South Korea done. They're all the negativity. Oh, how do you balance that? I always have to calmly, the way I do it, Jennifer, and then I want to hear how you do it, dealing with your children, explain to them the facts and say, they kind of just try to inflame us. They try to got to instigate us because they want to get ratings. But that's the toughest part for me, is to talk around all the negativity that is in the mainstream media,
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we're, I always tell people to curb your media diet if you have to, but I don't think people are.
Curb your media diet. I love it. That's great.
But I really think people are so in tune with the news. I mean, I have to do it because it's part of my job.
Sure.
But, you know, I know of other people who don't have to, who are watching it 24/7 because they're home. Okay, that being said, yes, do we know that depending on what channel, outlet you listen to, you're going to get a spin? What I do is I listen to the same group of people, and that's where I take my information and marinate in it. And those people for me are the task force team. So when Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, when they say something, I believe it.
Yeah.
And, I want to say about President Trump, I'm going to put this out there, okay? In order to be a politician, anybody to be a politician, you have to have some strong personality traits to do that, right? Some of those may include some narcissism, some narcissistic traits. That's what builds politicians. That's what makes them be able to go out and be in front of the people.
Yeah.
Now, I really think that with Donald Trump, I think that when he does try to be comforting, people mistaken that for him underestimating the severity of what's going on. And then they turn that into their own personal politics. So that's where that conversation goes.
Yeah.
And can I be honest? I call myself a political observer. Anybody who knows me would not be able to pin down what my political
I appreciate that. Yeah.
So as I observe, my empathy does go to President Trump because I do think he may not be used to being a caretaker or comforter in chief. And I think he is trying to step out of his comfort zone to do that. And sometimes his speech patterns are big and large can be generalized and can sound like he's undermining or underestimating the situation.
Yeah.
But my interpretation of that is he's trying to comfort.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's in my prayers because I do see him working very hard.
Yeah,
that's
a great, great observation, Jennifer. You're right on the money, and you're right about that. I know we got a break, but about politics and about having an ego, whether you're seeing it from Governor Cuomo or President Trump, if they have their own ego, I don't know that that's such a bad thing when you're in the world of politics, because you want somebody who believes in himself or herself, you know, to lead the nation or to lead the state. Hey, Jennifer, great chat. We got a break. guys, stay with me one second. I know we're going to go to traffic. If you have a friend, before we let you go quickly, Jennifer, if we may, and we appreciate your valuable time, you're dealing with someone who died, and then someone in the community that died to your children. I know it's an obvious question, forgive me, but what's the best way to deal with that, please?
If somebody you know has died to COVID?
Yeah. You know, so many people we know are passing away, and no matter what their age are.
Yeah, at this point, I think a lot of us have a story about somebody we know who's either affected.
Yep.
Look, it's going back to the basic grieving principles. You're going to grieve. And, you know, when you're explaining to your children about this, I try to err on the side of being as truthful as you can, but take the fear out of it.
Yeah.
And you grieve. It's okay to grieve.
Yeah. I understood. Jennifer Bohr-Cuevas, great chatting with you. Licensed clinical social worker.
Thank you.
Disaster mental health professional. Oh, boy. Jennifer, come back soon. We appreciate you taking the time and getting us through these tough times. All right. Take care and all the best with you and your son there. God bless. God bless.
Thank you. Well.
Take care. 923. Goodbye. Jennifer Bohr-Cuevas right there. 923. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Joe. I love that advice about the walking each day. Wow, that does make a difference. Let's go out to Minetto Hill Road. Minetto Hill Road, as you get into Main Parkway into Plainview, watch for an overturned vehicle over there. Also, Stony Lonesome Road slowing down up past 9W and West Point. That's because you have the testing site at that area as well, getting up into West Point. Now, if you're heading to 195 westbound, that ramp into exit 16, getting in toward Upper Freehold and Jackson, that ramp is blocked. It's an ongoing accident investigation. You're also seeing some volume Garden State Parkway exiting at 116 into the PNC Bank Art Center because of that testing site as well. Now, remember, alternate side parking rules suspended, meter parking rules in effect. If you're heading over to 95 northbound, local lane slowing down, getting up toward the area of the GWB, and on the New Jersey Turnpike South, getting down toward exit 11, it's construction. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
We love Debbie Duhaime. Thank you, Debbie. 924 on AM 970, The Answer right now. I hold in my hand the balance of nature, the fruits and the vegetables. Just said to Albert off air. It's so funny. I'm telling you, a couple weeks ago, I caught something. I don't know what it was. Remember I told you that? And it was whatever it was. I just got up and I meant, whoa, I feel it. And then you think, coronavirus, oh my gosh. And I never, ever, ever get sick this time of year because I take the flu shot. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, we've been running around crazy. You remember, this was only a few weeks ago, and then boom, it hit me, and it was a Friday, and I felt great right up until later Friday night, and I got, whoa-oh, I feel something. So I double up on the balance of nature. It's exactly what I did. I went through 24 hours of, I could feel a little bit of its chills. I don't know if it was a strain of the coronavirus, whatever it was. You know what? 24 hours, I make the sign of the cross. My people, we make the sign of the cross when I tell you this. Thank God it went away, man. 24 hours, it went away. I could feel some lingering effects still, you know, but I'm true to balance of nature, and I think, and I can't make this clinical, quote unquote, clinical claim, you know, I think it was the balance of nature that cleared me up. I really, really do. I did, because when you look at a balance of nature daily dose, it's got 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, and then I flash back to when I had cancer in 1981. And they told me, fruits and vegetables, Joe, fruits and vegetables, anti-carcinogens. You know, you need the antioxidants to put them in your body because they'll fight the free radicals. I go, what is all that? What are you telling me? I understand that clear as day now. And that's what Dr. Howard has come up with. Come up with the antioxidants in a vegetarian capsule that you could take. Like I'll take right now. Right now, I'm going to pop three and on an empty stomach. It does not upset my stomach because it's as natural as you can get. And I worry about you. You're kind enough to listen to the radio show. You know I love you, your family. So, and I'm proud to tell you what the Howards can offer you is free shipping and 35% off of any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And you can get your own health coach. You go to balanceofnature.com, just if you would remember the discount code, The Answer, right? 35% off, free shipping on your first preferred new order of a Balance of Nature. Here's the number if you want to call. We made it easy so you could remember. Not that you ain't going to remember. I mean, it's just, I love when you get spewed all these numbers on the radio, you know. Here's a phone number you're going to remember. 800-246-8751. Don't you love that? 800-246-8751. Or again, please, balanceofnature.com. Promo code The Answer.
Kevin McCullough turned your attention to chloroquine.
We just need to have Congress and the President and HHS and the CDC move towards this chloroquine production.
The President acted.
Hydroxychloroquine. We're going to be able to make that drug available almost immediately.
Kevin McCullough Radio makes a difference. Weeknights at 5 on AM 970 The Answer with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Every year, our sister station, WMCA, holds a special event where they give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and keynote speaker Dr. Tony Evans of the Urban Alternative on May 29th for the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. Complimentary tickets for pastors can be ordered at WMCA.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Nyack College.
This is Owen Strand for Townhall.com. Chances are good right now that you feel like you're drowning in bad news. Here's some seeming good news. In the midst of coronavirus spread, it appears that some doctors are seeing a positive response to a new drug combination called, in abbreviated form, the hydroxy cocktail. In New York, one doctor has apparently treated almost 700 patients with good success. In response to this, the FDA, per the encouragement of President Trump, has given a green light for testing. At townhall.com, Kevin McCullough commented on these developments. Use of the cocktail in the USA is already demonstrating life-saving results due to the generosity, not greed, of Big Pharma. We await fuller results from the hydroxy cocktail effort. Here's something we know for sure. Irrespective of partisan politics, we need good news. Let's not fall prey to mud throwing and cheering against our public officials. If these reports are verified, let's celebrate a win. I'm Owen Strand.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Uh-oh, it's the final countdown before tax day. Dum-da-dum-dum. Don't spend another sleepless night worrying about your taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more, there is local help available right here in Jersey City. JLD Tax Resolution Corp. has helped clients save millions of dollars. Don't let letters and calls from the IRS paralyze you with fear. Call JLD Tax at 201-379-2572.
This is John Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Corp. Don't waste your time and hard-earned money with national companies. How confident can you feel resolving this with a phone call across the country? Please call me. Come to my office in Jersey City. Let's meet for your free consultation and discuss how I can help you in person. Don't call an 800 number. Call me right here in Hudson County at 201-379-2572.
Call Jonathan at 201-379-2572. Whether it's filing your W-2s or settling large IRS debt, call JLD Tax Resolution Corp. 201-379-2572 or visit 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
Dennis Prager coming up at 1. The answer.
This hour of the Joe Piscopo Show, sponsored by Evig Incorporated. Pandemic 2020. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. If you've got questions about the coronavirus, call now 877-970-2999 and talk to the experts.
Dancing there by the record machine. She could not have been more than 17. Played my favorite tune. I knew pretty soon that broad, whoops, she would dance with me. Yeah, me. I love rock and roll. The jukebox, baby. Dig that rock and roll. Come on and dance with me.
That is yours truly doing Mr. Sinatra. You are cold as ice. So I saw that Alan Merrill, he's like kind of a rock and roll legend. He co-wrote I Love Rock and Roll, Alan Merrill, and he passed away a couple days ago, and I meant to mention it, so I'd like to mention it now. Rest in peace, Alan Merrill. That is a great, great song, the Joan Jett song, I Love Rock and Roll. So we did a parody of that with the full band. Well, the full band orchestrated by my friend Ralph Schuckett and put together by Rick Chertoff at CBS Sony. Just a great, we had a full orchestra. We had a blast. And that record did, the record, excuse me, I'm old. The record did very, very well. But I wanted to give a shout out to Alan Merle. I love rock and roll. And a shout out to Rob Light, super agent Rob Light from CAA, who actually came up with the idea. Joe, you know, we did it on Saturday Night Live. Me as Frank Sinatra singing the rock tunes that the young people enjoy. Remember that? Right. Well, Rob, you should make that a record. We did. They took me to CBS, Sony, and the rest was history. And it was just a lot of fun. So, Alan Merle, thanks for your genius, and rest in peace. 9:33 with Joe on the radio. You know what? Let me get one more phone call right here, and then we got a break for Al. And then Eric Mitchell is going to join us, but during this pandemic 2020 hour, let me see what Leonardo has to say. Leonardo, always appreciate you calling. What is on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hail Mary, full of it. Washing my hands, exercising, wondering when Phil Murphy's going to extend the tax deadline, eating orange stuff like I'm chewing on a turmeric root.
That's great.
It's not funny. Do you ever cut off?
I love it. You're chewing on turmeric is great. I'm doing the same thing, man. I'm doing the lemon and the hot water, anything. Antioxidants. You got to take Balance of Nature too, brother. I mean, that's going to help you too, Leonardo. You're great.
You know,
but you know what?
Joe.
Leonardo, thank you for calling. Did you want to say something? Because I love that. What you said about...
I wanted to offer our governor, our one-term governor. I called, just got off the phone with our one-term Congresswoman, Mikey Sherrill, over in the 11th District. Neither one of them has a ballpoint pen. I wanted to give them a pen to sign the state tax. You know, our governor, they can't see the president. He's only like, you know, on Trump time. He signed it a month ago. And, you know, dude, I'm a senior citizen. A lot of people are being stressed out by that. I have a friend that's in really jammed up, Joe. I'd like everybody out there to pray for my friend Tommy, who did have underlying deficiencies.
Yeah.
From like what happened to you, the cancer from the chemo drug. So they put him into induced coma, and he's on a ventilator and dialysis.
Sorry about that.
Chloroquine, it knocks down the kidneys if you have low immune deficiency. So
Leonardo, thank you, brother. Hang in there. God bless you. And stay healthy and eat everything orange. Yeah, man. Before we break, I see the phone calls. If you could hold there, 877-970-2999. I'll get there when I can. I want to make way for Eric Mitchell. And you know what? I would humbly, again, submit to the governors of New York and New Jersey to postpone. I would, you know what, if I was the governor, I swear to goodness gracious, first of all, you can't give the money away to people who are not, forgive me, listen, my people come from another country, and they came in here and they learned the language and they learned the laws of the United States of America because they wanted to be American. They didn't expect anything back. They were going to work hard, and they did. And as do most of the immigrants that come to this country. You give somebody free. We can't afford it anymore. Save that money. So the governors of New York and New Jersey, I would like to hear Andrew Cuomo today. Andrew's a big star now, man, because he's very savvy at what he does. And I can't help but like Andrew Cuomo and Governor Cuomo. Politically, no. But as a politician on the camera, he's very, very good. He should say, No property tax. And maybe have Bill de Blasio next to him. Woo, imagine that. No property tax. And you know what? We are forgiving state income tax from here on out. Boom. I see it. We can't afford this. We can't afford that. We can't afford this. It's because you're spending the money recklessly to people who shouldn't be here in the first place. And if they are here, why is it my responsibility to pay for them, sir? Respectfully. So wouldn't it be nice, Leonardo, thank you for reminding me of that. And Governor Murphy, you know what? State income tax, we're forgiving it this year. Imagine that. You know what? Property tax, nope. Municipalities, I'm signing an executive order for the municipalities. We're forgiving property tax. Imagine that. And I know they need the money, but if they thought and prepared, you know what you're thinking, you're prepared? You cut the spending. You cut the reckless spending, number one, as my buddy Vinny in Belleville says. Number two, you create the revenue. You don't raise the property. See the taxes that you raised, guys, to the governors of New York and New Jersey? You see what you did? You were caught flat-footed now.
because you don't create any revenue. You drove all the people who give us money, whether it's the very highly taxed rich millionaires that you hate or the big businesses, they ran for the hills out of New York and New Jersey. We need that money now to help the people. And it would be nice if you just forgave those. So now, thank God, President Trump, he's giving accolades to Phil Murphy. Did you see that? Yes, Phil's a good guy. Andrew, his buddy Andrew, and that's the way it should be right now. But a lesson to be learned, not just to be prepared with ventilators and masks and medical, and don't close the hospitals. And if someone offers for you to buy 15,000 ventilators, as Betsy McCoy broke on this program, as New York State had a chance to buy, and then you turn it down, you got to prepare for that. And one of the biggest things you got to prepare for is keeping revenue. The big companies here, and now it's the chance, Governor Murphy and Governor Cuomo, to speak to your new friend President Trump and bring back the manufacturing to New Jersey, to New York. Make the drugs in New Jersey, in New York. Break away from China, and you won't have the deficits that you have now. It's 9:39 with Joe on the radio, respectfully submitted, by the way. Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news, live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The answer.
40 degrees at 9:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The stock market is open. It is down right now, and the Dow Jones down more than 800 points at about 21,000 in early trading. A federal report shows New Jersey has the highest rate of autism of any state in the country. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the rate of autism in New Jersey is 1 in 32. Nationally, the rate is 1 in 54. CDC says since it's launched its monitoring program years ago, New Jersey has been leading the indicator of autism prevalence. The CDC has found autism rates across the country have grown in recent years. In New Jersey, boys are four times more likely to be diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder than with girls. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning to you, Al. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening here as you take it out to the Merritt Parkway. Merritt Parkway northbound getting up through Westport. It's right lane construction, so you will see some delays there. Also, 95 southbound slowing down through exit 17 in Westport. Right lane construction as well. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. The MTA Essential Subway Plan in place. It looks like no service right now on certain lines. Also, LIRR, Metro North, and New Jersey Transit all have reduced schedules as well. Let's see what else is happening out here. Eastbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue, an accident just cleared out of the way. If you're heading over to the Garden State Parkway, some exiting at 116, and that's all due to the coronavirus testing site there at the PNC Bank Arts Center. And 195 as you head westbound, the ramp at 16, getting into Upper Freehold and Jackson. Watch out, it's an ongoing investigation right on the ramp. Partly cloudy today, high 55. Sunny tomorrow, high 56. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
When was the last time you read the Constitution? Specifically Article 1, Section 2. The Founding Fathers thought it was critical to count the population every 10 years so that congressional representation would be based on facts. And it also helps inform how billions in funding are spent every year. The census is our opportunity to be heard. And if you think about it, our civic duty.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, it is 9:42. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. I see your phone calls. Eric Mitchell's going to come up momentarily, but I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. You got to get your affairs in order. You know, when something like this happens, I'm not going to be dramatic here. I'm going to tell you matter-of-factly, if I may. When something like this happens, you know, you start thinking about, gosh, I got to take care of myself. I got to take care of my family. And I had that, I guess because I was older, and believe it or not, I am older. So I started thinking about estate, but not much because it's too much trouble, right? So my son Joey, I told you, says, Dad, you got to put your quote-unquote affairs in order. And that means like, oh gosh, now I'm old, I got to do it. But then you experience something like what we're going through these days, you got to put your affairs in order. So how are you going to do that? You're going to call Mike Connors. You're going to call Mr. Connors like I did. Like I did. I sat down. Remember those days when we used to go out to dinner? Oh, remember that? Oh, yes. Pre-social distancing. You know, son, I remember I was able to hold hands with somebody. You know, that's where we are now. Will you please call Mike Connors and you put everything you're worried about, Mike will put you at ease. You want a will. You want a power of attorney. You want a health care proxy. You got somebody in a nursing home. Oh, I'm going to run out of money. You're afraid of that. You don't know what am I eligible for. Mike Connors has all your answers. Now, you could have a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself to discuss your issues and concerns from the security of your home. Here is a number from Mike Connors. You got to call, all right? It's what I did. I feel the weight of the world off my shoulders, and I know, God forbid something happens, my family's taken care of. Thanks to Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. Simple as that, please. 718-238-6500. Or you could visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio, 944. Eric Mitchell, political commentator, United States Marine veteran, CEO of Life Flip Media, all-around good guy, Mr. Marine. Welcome back to the show, Eric. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Joe. How are you doing, bud? I'm doing good.
We're good. We're getting through it, you know, with respect to the loss of life and everything. We want to just be positive through it all. We're keeping a positive attitude, and we're doing all that we possibly can do through this. And now, listen, tell me about what happened with the Tokyo Olympics. You know about this stuff. Aside from the sports aspect of this, economically, they postponed it till 2021, correct?
They did. They postponed it to 2021, but to confuse us all, because we're not confused right now at all on anything, is the Olympics next year in 2021 will still be called the Tokyo Olympics of 2020.
So that's great. That is great.
I can't make this stuff up. I wish I could, but in the sense of humor and everything, that longest year, I mean month, that we just survived.
The last three weeks,
I'm telling you, I don't even know. I'm like, every day feels like a year. I think I've aged. I think I passed Betty White in age. I'm pretty sure I did.
One of my buddies tweeted out, what did she say? Oh, what is it? March 97th now. You know, it seems like it's it just won't stop. But other sports leagues, and another guy tweeted, they're so funny. They said, I can't go on life without sports. I mean, but the economic loss of sports, I mean, we're talking, $1 trillion, Eric, you're figuring, huh?
Globally over $1 trillion. I mean, if you think of it alone this way, right now we'd be in the last part of the NBA NHL season. And, of course, March Madness, we would have just been around. We should be the Sweet Eight. The Elite Eight would be happening right now out of March Madness for both the women and men. And if you look at that for NCAA for men only in 2019, we're talking $300 million alone right there in just advertising spend. So you can imagine sponsors. You're talking about the food at these locations throughout the country and the colleges getting this money. All of that money's gone. Thankfully, the NCAA did prepare for a rainy day and had about $500 million that they could pay the cameramen and all the people at the stadiums, which, Joe, I think has been one of the most incredible stories out of this horribleness has been the way that all of the leagues have taken care of the hourly workers, which, especially here on the West Coast, you find a lot of retirees doing those part-time jobs at arenas and stadiums throughout our country.
Yeah,
they're getting taken care of by the owners. I talked to several presidents of different NBA teams, and they tell us that's the number one focus. And it was the number one focus moments after the league started shutting down. They sent emails out from the owner to these game day employees and say, we have your back through this no matter what. We're willing to cut this and this to make sure you're taken care of. So that just makes you feel good.
It is. It's so great of the owners to do that. How late can the baseball season go, by the way?
They voted Friday evening to have a full season. I don't know how they're going to pull it off, but they're prepared to go into November and December.
Oh, man.
I don't know if we're going to have a Mr. December now. I know Jeter probably owns November, and, you know, Reggie owns October. I guess we're going to have to get a Yankee to become Mr. December. It sounds like that's what they want to do. But the good thing is, again, they're taking care of the minor leaguers. As of May 1st, they're going to start bringing in the minor leaguers, not major leaguers. Minor leaguers are going to be making about $400 a week. It's not a lot, but we all know the stories about minor league. Joe, you know better than anybody, you know, coming from the comedy side. You understand, you know, the struggle is real. So these minor leaguers at least are going to start making some money a week because they don't qualify for unemployment or anything like that. You know, the athletic side.
Yeah,
it's
just
a lot of money being lost because of sponsors. I mean, advertising dollars. People aren't buying jerseys, buying Nikes or anything like that. We're at home wearing basketball shorts.
You know, it's so funny, Eric. Just neither here nor there, but just for the sake of baseball, as I was watching, I got caught up. I think it was the YES Network, and I started watching about the Yankees in the 70s, right? So that's when I was coming up in the comedy clubs, you know, in the 70s. Man, and I'm watching. I forgot Billy Martin, Reggie Jackson fighting in the dugout, man, you know? And then long hair, Craig Nettles with his hair real long. Thurman Munson, the hero Thurman Munson, the brilliant Thurman Munson, man. He had his hair was all over the place. This was like, oh, and then I decided then, this is how President Trump won, because it's my generation that probably voted for him, because I like that craziness. We don't, I thought, to this day, Billy Martin, that was the best of baseball right there, man, with all those guys. I think, you know what I mean? It was like, I said, well, why do I not get upset at a press conference when the president and the tangles with Jim Acosta? I said, because it reminds me of Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson, you know, watching it back in the day. But if you're a frustrated sports fan, look at me, I'm watching old Yankee reruns from the 70s, I guess that might be the way to stay sane with sports having gone away, correct?
You know, Joe, it's funny you said that. I actually watched 3 baseball games in my office. I had it on in the background. They were all Yankee games. It was was Wells' perfect game, Coney. I forget what the other one was. It was in the late 90s. And I was laughing because the way they were talking about Jeter and Paul O'Neill. And it felt good to watch and kind of be like,
It's
like great. Going back to the 90s was like a nice time machine for me. I think today I'm going to do some 70s games and some 80s games.
You got to do it, man. You got to do it. Hey, you! Listen, watch the swing of Reggie Jackson, man, brother. Watch the swing of Reggie Jackson. I don't know. I tell you, it was. You know, I'm a DiMaggio guy, but you watch Reggie. Man, the power, and the prowess of Reggie was unbelievable. Eric, listen, we got a break, but when you come back, I want to ask you about your. I want to do a segment with you, Eric Mitchell, about your Marine time. Sure. You spent time as a Marine, and how the military, how the National Guard is dealing with this. They're doing these young people stepping up in the line of fire. Let's talk about that next time if we can. Ken, Eric, because we appreciate your service as a Marine, and always appreciate chatting with you on the program, sir. So all the best, and we'll talk maybe next week, Eric.
For sure, you got it, Joe.
Great stuff, man. Thanks, Eric. Eric Mitchell, right there. You got to check out Life Flip Media, CEO of Life Flip Media, and former United States Marine. Hey, 9:51. Debbie's out there doing a great job on this sunny Wednesday. April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day, Debbie. La, 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 la.
Happy April Fool's Day. Be careful out there today. Don't wear that mask and scare everybody again. Now, well, you do have to wear it if you go out, Joe, as we heard today. Let's see what's happening right now as you head out to the Merritt Parkway, Joe. Merritt Parkway northbound, slowing down a bit up through Westport by exit 42. They're doing right lane construction. 95 southbound slowing down as well through Westport through exit 17 with more road work there. You still have this ramp closed on 195 west ramp to exit 16, getting into Upper Freehold and Jackson with an accident investigation. Minetto Hill Road, as you get out toward Main Parkway, getting in through Plainview, it's an overturned vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I tell you about Balance of Nature. If you're feeling run down, you don't have that energy that you used to, probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. You want to build up your immune system. That's what you want to do. You can do that with Balance of Nature in the most natural way. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. This is my wheelhouse. I was a vitamin guy, and I learned through the Howard family, the vitamins, it's synthetic. You eliminate the vitamins. It's not natural. Balance of Nature, one daily dose has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. The fruits and vegetables, like Leonardo just said on the phone call, you want to eat something orange, you want to eat the antioxidants, you want to eat fruits and vegetables, and you never have enough. You can do it with Balance of Nature. And now, today, you want to build up your immune system. How many doctors have we had on the show this week alone? And what do they say? Build up your immune system. The way I do it with Balance of Nature, and I think it'll work for you. And now you get free shipping, so now's the time to call 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, use the discount code TheAnswer. Balanceofnature.com, use the discount code TheAnswer. 35% off free shipping on your new preferred order of Balance of Nature. You can call 800-246-8751. And let me just tell you, because I forgot to tell you that this Pandemic 2020 segment that we do, that was sponsored by Balance of Nature. That's right. Helping your body help itself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Fierce Nachawati with principal office in Dallas, Texas is responsible for the content in this ad. Attention women, if you or a loved one used talcum powder for at least 4 years and were then diagnosed with advanced stages of ovarian cancer or metastatic ovarian cancer before the age of 75, listen closely. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call 800-991-4422. Time is limited to file a claim and we'll have to pull your medical records. You must have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer within the last 10 years. You need an attorney on your side fighting for your rights. Call 800-991-4422. One of the leading manufacturers of talcum powder has been ordered to pay millions of dollars in claims to the families of women who died of ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder for at least 4 years and were diagnosed with advanced stages of ovarian cancer or metastatic ovarian cancer that moved to other organs within the last 10 years, don't wait. Call 800-991-4422. That number again, 800-991-4422. Call 800-991-4422. Call right now.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You know, people with cataracts say it's like looking through a fogged up window. Cataracts can make it more difficult to read, drive a car, especially at night, or see facial expressions across the room. At first, stronger lighting and eyeglasses can help, but eventually having them removed is the best option. Dello Russo Laser Vision can help with this too. They really are the vision experts. Dr. Joe Dello Russo checked my eyes for cataracts, and fortunately, I don't need surgery yet. The consultation was so easy and friendly, and they said the surgery literally takes minutes and recovery is virtually instant. De La Russo Laser Vision does cataract screenings and removals, regular eye exams, frames, lenses, glaucoma screening, LASIK, and more. If you think cataracts may be causing sight issues for you, then trust only the best with your vision. Call De La Russo Laser Vision today to schedule a free cataract consultation with Dr. De La Russo. 855-646-2020. 855-646-2020. Or visit delarusso.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Intervals of clouds and sunshine today, breezy and cool with a high of 54. Clear to partly cloudy, breezy and chilly tonight, low near 40. Some sun giving way to clouds tomorrow, windy and quite cool, high 56. For Friday, plenty of clouds, breezy and quite cool with a chance of a shower and a high just 54. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. Joe on the radio, 956. What a show, my God. I love having you with us, though. I got to tell you, just being with you here, it's therapeutic for us on the radio, but we hope that we could at least lift your spirits a little bit, because I'm just running down all the, you know, when we get in early in the morning, and Frankie runs down. Aside from giving us that great Andrew Cuomo impression, Frank, thanks for that. That was great. We'll have to play that again tomorrow. We just had so much fun with that. With respect to Governor Cuomo, of course. But then I look at the breakdown of
The computer model has dire forecasts for Florida. This is from Washington State. They came up with, they expect more deaths in Florida because they have not implemented down in Florida a statewide stay-at-home order. What do they do with that boat? Like Al said, looking at the New York City death toll, experts warn of death toll. I'm reading right here. You know what? We will get through this. And if you could just, I love that you listen to us every morning because we at least will give you the information, but we will try to take the high road because we're going to get through this. Stay at home. Be careful. You know what? Wear the mask. And listen, what have I been telling you for 6 years? You wear a mask. You don't shake hands. In church, you be careful. You use the Durasan to sterilize your hand. Get off my lawn. Well, that's all I've been trying to tell you. So listen, let's do this again tomorrow if we can, all right? 6 o'clock in the morning. I would like to invite you to listen to Mike Gallagher at 10:05. Mike's always a great listener as well. You know what? We're going to get through this. I want you to relax. God bless you. God bless your family. Decompress. You know what? And thanks to Al. Thanks to Debbie. Thanks to Frankie Five Boroughs. And you know why you got to relax? I'm telling you, and I say it every day, you deserve it. God bless you. God bless America.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. One of the industries that's seeing a surge in business during the COVID-19 outbreak is the grocery business. And Wegmans has announced it's hiring 500 workers for 9 New Jersey stores during the pandemic. Wegmans says it needs employees in both part-time and full-time positions. Anyone interested can apply online at the company's website. Today is Census Day. Millions of Americans are urged to fill out questionnaires this week. The census happens once every 10 years, determines how and where billions of dollars of federal funding is used. This will be the first time people can fill out their responses online. However, and that's raised a red flag for some. On the other hand, households might prefer that method due to the COVID-19 crisis. Researchers at Columbia University say if strict measures to control COVID-19 are not followed, Ocean County, New Jersey could see a peak of 100,000 cases by May. But in a best-case scenario where social distancing and other measures are followed, Ocean County could reach a peak in infection of 500 by August. Christopher Maloney bringing back Elliot Stabler for a new Law & Order SVU spinoff series. The crime drama will center around Stabler leading an organized crime unit in New York City. Show does not yet have a title yet, but will air 13 episodes on NBC. Maloney has not starred in Law & Order since he left the show in 2011. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands, stay inside, social distancing. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.